Kof Hei Tishrei, Sunday the 7th of October, Rabbi Chaim Halpern, taking inspiration from the Yom Nevoyim into winter.
First of all, you have to excuse my sore throat. After Yom Tov, you get a bit sore, but I hope the ears are not sore, so you'll be able to listen to what I say. That is Hashem. Although it's not Yisru Chag, because Yisru Chag was on Shabbos Kodesh, but in a sense, it is Yisru Chag, because the Kedushas Yom Tov went into Shabbos. Of course, there's no break in Yom Tov, and we want to start the year bringing with us the Kedushas HaChagim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hashanah Rabbah, Simchas Torah. All the days, they haven't gone, they have come, and they are staying with us the whole year, Be'ezus Hashem. We start out Phyllis every Yom Tov. Atu b'chatuni mikol ho'amim, o haftu oisuni v'rutzi sovuni. The Rebbeinu Shlom chose us from all the nations, o haftu oisuni. The Rebbeinu Shlom loved us. V'rutzi sovuni. The word "rutzei" "rutzis" is favor. We found favor in His eyes. Then we say, "V'rutzi sovuni." V'rutzi sovuni. I want to stress on these two words, Bahaftu Aisuni, Verutzisubuni. The Rebbeinu Shem loves us, and when we speak about Ahavas Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem loving us, it's an Ahava with Loigvo. Our Ahava is something we have to work on. Bahaftu Hashem Elokecha, Bahalavavcha, Bahalnashcha, Bahalmedecha, it's a Majagi. But the Rebbeinu Shem loves Amo Yisroel, Haboyche Ba'amo Yisroel Bi'ahavo. The pshat is, the Rebbeinu Shem loves us with an ahava b'loigvo. We're a tzisabuni. And we found favor in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shem. Chose us. And Ada Yom Hazeh, as Rabbi Yankov Emden writes, one of the biggest, the greatest nests that has ever existed since Bria Soilam. Ada Yom Hazeh, which Rabbi Yankov Emden is the existence of Klal Yisrael. That we are here, and we are a nation, we're Am Kodesh, and we've kept and we still hold on to the Vekas in the Rebbeinu Shalom. And you remember the words in the Hashanah, Chaviko, Idviko, Boch. Klal Yisrael will never let go of the Rebbeinu Shalom. In the worst times, the most difficult times. And we said in Achtori yesterday in Shabbos Bereshis, even when we went through Nehorais, even went through fire, wherever Yid was, he always knew that we are Am Kodesh Lashem Elokech. So that's a Haftu Aisuni V'Ratzisabon. We start in our Moedim, the Brucha, which we say three times a day, to thank Rebbeinu Shem. We start as well, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu V'Amcha Yisroel, and then the two verses is either Ivitz V'Lotham or Ivitz V'Lotham She'ei. It seems to be two parts to this Brucha. First, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu V'Amcha Yisroel. Rebbeinu Shem, we ask Rebbeinu Shem that we should find favor, he should favor us. And then we ask Ivris Filosa, as if it's a separate thing. What is the Ritzei that we speak so much about? And we all know that in Shabbos we say Ritzei Vach Ritzei. There are a few words in Kiddush of Shabbos, which we should always remember when we say Kiddush. We start our Kiddush, which is a mitzvah deraisa, Zuchos Yom HaShabbos, the Katsha, where the Alayayin is deraisa, not the Kiddush is deraisa. The Nusach HaBrocha, the Anshik Nesach Deru, and the Sakin is as follows. Asher kiddushuni b'mitzvoisov v'rutzu v'uni. Again, v'rutzu v'uni. Shabbos kotsha b'ava v'rutzu v'chalami. But we don't say these words v'rutzu v'uni, the only time we say it in a book is Shabbos Kodesh. Asher kiddushuni b'mitzvoisov v'rutzu v'uni. And then again, v'achalein Hashem elokeinu b'ava v'rutzu in Shabbos kotshech. And this, I want to bring out something which should remember this year, especially Tufshi and Samaches, a year which started off very much with Kedusha Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, first day of Sukkot, and the last day of Sukkot, we did three times Eretz Tafshilin in Chutzlot. In Eretz Yisroel, Rosh Hashanah, they started off with Eretz Tafshilin. One of the reasons of Eretz Tafshilin is to remember Kedusha Shabbos, that we should always keep and put away for Shabbos Kodesh, Amacho. The year started with Shabbos. Yom Kippur Shchal b'Shabbos. The whole year is a Shnat Shabbos year of Oretz. Shemitah. And Shemitah, you should know, is not just relevant in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah is very relevant, and maybe even more relevant to Atta Chutzlaretz. And how can it be more relevant to Atta Chutzlaretz? Because Rabbi Yisrael used to know, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a control through the Botadinim and the Echshedim, what you're allowed to eat, where you can buy, various different Hogim, Yishalayim, whatever. By Chutzlaretz, it's quite impossible to control. There's so many Peiros Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael gives out v'noichal mipriya v'nispa mituva. There's a tremendous amount, much, much more than you think. The massive amounts of vegetables and fruits which are now in the market already, from Shmita, from this year already, from after Rosh Hashanah, there are Peiros and Yerukos of Eretz Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, there'll be a Shia, a practical Shia in Hilchos Shmita, which I'm not going to discuss now the demon. But just you should be aware, it's the Shnas Shabbos, the whole year is a Shabbostic year. So it's very appropriate that we should start the year and bring the Kedisha Shabbos, which we started off Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then twice in Sukkot, the Erev Tavshilin, to say something, Benegea Kedisha Shabbos. Shabbos is the time, the day, that we find favor in the eyes of Rabbeinu Shalom. And we say every day, three times a day, that say, Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael, which is a statement on its own, before we go to Vilosam, say refers to Shabbos. Because there's a mitzvah, the Ramban says, Zocho Yisrael Shabbos Lekatshoi. The mitzvah is not just on Shabbos. The Ramban and Aser Sadibra says, every day, when we say, Hayyem Yem Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayyem Sheni B'Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos. And the Ramban explains what's the greatness of Kedisha Shabbos. That the Ramban, because Shabbos is the Yisoid of Amunah. Shabbos, we believe, and we're ma'amin kishoshis yomim utza Hashem et ha-shavayim et ha-oretz, which is safe for Bereshis, the beginning of Bereshis, koyach masav higid amoy, thus is Shabbos Kodesh. And it's not just on Shabbos, it's misha torach be'erev Shabbos, yoichol be'Shabbos. Every day is inyan to remember Shabbos. So in Shmini Esrei, when we say these words, to say Hashem elokeinu ba'amcha Yisrael, before we go to the Ivus Filosom, which is a separate word, what does it say mean? We should find favor in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shalom. How do we find favor? It's through Shabbos Kodesh. That's the only time when we say in the Bruchas, Verotzo Bon. The Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, said a Moshe, which Reb Shmuel Greinemann, his Talmud, the brother of the Chadmish, brings the heard the Per Kotche of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim once spoke about Kedisha Shabbos. Explained what is Shabbos so special and so unique out of all the other Yisurim, the Tariag Mitzvahs, and Shabbos is so special. He said as follows. He once spoke in Radin to the Oilem and told them something which happened in Radin. In the Shtetl, and he said, you can take from this Maitre a Mushal how you should approach and feel about Kedusha Shabbos. He said there was in Radin, there was a person who was a cobbler. In Yiddish it says Ashista. He was a cobbler. There was in last week's Seder also a cobbler. I don't know if you remember, if you learned the times of Rechab Shashi. Bereshis was very short. We already sold him to the Tevah and to Mabu. But the Meister is a Sefer of Bereshis as well. There was a famous cobbler. Does anyone remember the name? Chanoich. He was Toifer Man Olim. The big place. Halach Chanoich Asolekim. He was a cobbler. There's no design to be a cobbler. A Yochanan, a sandler. Yeah, imagine nowadays you take somebody, would you like to become a cobbler? That's a show, it's made for no bizoin person, it's Vanosa, he's earned his money with the munna and correctly. So we have two, we know Chanoich and Yochanan, a sandler, two famous cobblers. I'm selling many more. Akvonim Eradin was also a cobbler, but I don't know his name. This cobbler, he, one day, there was a notice up in the shop. Closed. Shop closed. No, so people wondering, it was a very well known cobbler in town. Everyone came with their shoes. It wasn't so easy to get new shoes in those days. Everyone who say they're repairing the shoes. Closed. People came up and said, where is he? Where is the cobbler? Must be not feeling well today. Next day, closed. 3 days out, closed. People started talking, where is he? Not feeling well. He's not in town. Maybe he went to another town. Maybe he went to a family simcha. It could be. He went to his cousin simcha in another town, in Varsha, in Lodz. Right? So people were like hoping he'll come back. And after a week, still not here. And people were getting desperate. You know, the water was running into the shoes and they needed the cobbler. Where's the cobbler? A week, 2 weeks go by. People are still discussing, where is our cobbler? The rag in the cobbler. And it's still. So, could be, he didn't go to Varsha, perhaps maybe he went to Berlin, to Paris, actually can America before, you never know. In those days, after 4 weeks, going up to town, suddenly they see the notice on top of the shop that was written, cobbler is down. It's not there anymore. The notice is gone. So they knew the shop is closed now. Where is he? Gone off. Took it to America. The cobbler decided that he'll make more money in the Golden America than in the Orem Radin. Gone. Shop is closed down. The whole time of this day. A person puts a notice, shop closed, means before day, could be for a week, could be for 2 weeks. But if the notice of the shop is down, it means the shop is finished. The shop is not there anymore. There is a lot of lav in the Torah, and every lav, if the person is over, every lav is chomer. We can't measure which lav in are more, which are less. But there is one, Beini Ivein Bnei Yisrael Oisi L'Oilom. Shabbos Kodesh, this is our sign. Ois, this is a sign that I'm eat. Shabbos, I keep Shabbos. If the sign is down, if somebody's chas v'shalom, a machal Shabbos, then it's like, shop is closed down. It's not just closed, it's closed down. And that's why we find so chomer the inyan of Shemira Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh is out of all the Surah HaTayra, Shokel Shabbos Teneged, Kol HaTayra Kula. And that's why Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim, is so important that we should remember Kedusha Shabbos. And I'll take the inyan of Kedusha Shabbos just one step further. And I'll share with you a thought that I spoke about yesterday, Simchas Torah, that is Kedai. Olam should remember this word because it's a very basic principle in the inyan of Kedusha Shabbos, our approach and our closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu, also in his Perish Ashi Ashirim, explains a very interesting concept. In the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, we know he's got many titles. Ribbono Shel Olam is a father, Ribbono Shel Olam is a Royer. We said it in Kiona Amecho, Ata Re'enu, Ata Ovinu, Ata Yetzreinu. There's a whole list of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's one title which you find very strange, which the Ribbono Shel Olam is called Yidid. We said yesterday in the Kriyasatayin of Yichtay, Levin Yemen Omar, Yidid Hashem. And Yidid Hashem is not just a title for Binyamin. Every Yid is called Yidid. Araya, we said it 3 times today in Davening. Where did we say 3 times today? We said before Shemoneh Esrei, V'nosnu Yedidim Zemiro Shiesi. So who's the Yedidim? We are the friends of Hashem. V'Yedidim Hevato. Where's the third time that we said Yedidim? Everyone, of course, remembers, but I don't tell anyone to make announcements in case. The third time we said it, everyone said it here in this room, and we'll be saying it again by Mincha and again by Mariv. L'man Yecholten Yedidecho Hashia Yemincha V'Aneni. You remember this pasuk? The man Yecholten Yedidecho. What does this pasuk mean? Ribbono Shel Olam saves us. Yecholten. Yeah, Yecholten means Choyle Malach Hashem Sov L'Reah VaYecholten. A person is in a danger. A person is walking. He's falling into a swamp. A person is in a matzav where they sewn him round him. And Ribbono Shel Olam is Choyle. He takes us out. The man Yecholten Yedidecho. Who is Yedidecho? We are the Yedidim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The title 3 times, just as an awareness when we daven, we should think of the words that we say. We are Yedidim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Take the Vilna Gaon Akasha. Yedid? You know what a Yedid is? A good pal in English, you say, yeah? You give him a step on the clothes. How are you? Surely you give him a hug. What is a Yedid? Since when are we Yedidim of the Ribbono Shel Olam? We call the Baruch Hashem our father, we call him our shepherd, we call him our leader, we call any type of friend. He said, Yedid Nefesh of Horachmon. Interesting lesson. The Baish of the Avarachal Hashtech, but Yedid Nefesh, he's my friend. Yerav lo Yedido Isecho, and our friendship should be sweet, should be a good friendship. It's nice when you write somebody a letter, a friend of yours, and you say, you know, I hope our friendship will stay. So you say, Yerav lo Yedido Isecho, but well, the Baish of Yedid, as if it's the Gaon, the Gaon Yakasha, what does it mean Yedid? And the Gaon says, the Gaon Yedid, says the scholar. He says, a father, as we know, Chazal used the expression, smoil doicha yemin makariv. A father to a child has to be warm and always be makariv, son, talk to him, be close to him, mid of a father, karacham avadonim. But sometimes there is a smoil doicha, the left hand, as you say, sometimes you have to be careful, you have to be strict. The father has to be machanach his child, and you have to tell him there is something called no. Can't have everything. There's got to be a saver, there's got to be a ruler as well. It's smol deiche of yamin mekarev. He can't use both hands for yamin. He can only use the yamin to be mekarev, as to say, and the smol deiche. The Rebbein Hashem is also like that. He's a father, but chatzishon sometimes is a smol deiche. It's sometimes when the Rebbein Hashem has to be strict with us. Midas hadin. The word yedid is twice yad. Yedid is yad, yad. Look there, go on. What does yedidus mean by the Baal Shalom? Yedidus is when the midas harachmam is at its fullest. There is a smoil mekarev and a yamin mekarev. Both hands are mekarev. This is what yedid. Bashir Hayam, the Baal Shalom showed us such a hava. But he took Klal Yisrael and he saved us from the Mitzvah. So we say, V'nosnu Yedidim Zemira Shiris V'Shmuchas. V'Yedidim Hevato. There was a Yad and a Yad, two right hands. Yemincha Hashem Nedori Bakayach, and again Yemincha Hashem Teratayah. The two hands became both Yemin. They were both Mekarev. This Pshat Yedid. And that's why we say, after Shemoneh Esrei, after our tefillah, after we've spoken to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, Leman Yecholtzin Yedidecho Hoshio Yemencho. It's the only time we mention this title, Yedidecho, Mishmen Esra. It's a Yedidus, a Yedidus. The Vinyomen Omar Yedid Hashem, Duk Rashi, refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Shleim HaMelech was also called Yedidya. Nach, why was he called Yedidya? Yochazah, because he brings the Beis HaMikdash. When Yidin came, Shona Shpomim Bashona Yoreh called Zechucha, they came to the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Yedidus. The Rebbein Hashem took us and said, Re'uchi Batzchem Lifnei Amokim. We saw the Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. He showed us the Lechem upon him, and we saw the closeness of the Rebbein Hashem. He's got his Yedidus with us. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is called Yedid. Yedid Yerushalayim HaMelech built, and we're all Yedidim of the Rebbein Hashem. Shabbos, we also say, for many of the sages, Miras, Ma Yedidus Menechosech at Shabbos Hamalka. Miras, we don't say this Zema, but it's written by Recha Kaidish, one of the Rishonim. Ma Yedidus Menechosech at Shabbos Hamalka. Shabbos is the union of Yedidus. Comes Shabbos Kaidish, then there's no Smoil Doicha. It's Yemin and Yemin. Yedid Nefesh Avorachma. They come together. Closest to the Rebbein Shalom. Our avodah is to work on this yad smoil should not be doicha. We shouldn't have the midas hadin shouldn't be shoyla chatzah shalom. It can be a midas hadin on a pras and chatzah shalom, midas hadin on a cloud. Yid has to be mo'ore rachm shemayim retzei Hashem elokeinu ba'am chisroel. It should be v'achaleinu Hashem elokeinu ba'ava v'rotzein v'rotzo bonu. The right and the left should both be a Yedidus, my Yedidus Menechosech. That is the Koyach of Shabbos Kodesh. This is Shabbos. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We have Tefillah, B'mokam HaMikdash. But we need the Koyach of Shabbos that should help us the whole week in this area. And we know, and if we don't know it, we should remember it, because we are in Golos. We said it so many times. There's no secret, and we should be aware of it. It's not se'achas ben shivim ze'evim, as Chazal used the expression, one lamb surrounded by 70 zeivim, it's achas bein elef zeivim b'zman hazeh. It's a matzav where Klal Yisrael need a shmira, a gewaltige shmira. Shmita is a shmira. In the Gemara, that's why the Goyal Yisrael in the seventh bracha to remember mitzvah shmita. Shmita b'shvius. Shmita is a shmira for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael keep u'shavso et Shabbat Hashem. In Eretz Yisrael, this is the shmira. But in the whole world, we all need the shmira. It's Shabbos kaidah. Shabbos is a shmira. This is what say. So what we do need to remember when we go from Yom Tov, we come from Yom Tov. The words of Atzo b'chatzonim mikol ha'amim, mahafta esod b'tzisavonu should be in our ears, should be singing for a long time. Should last until the next Yom Tov, until the next year. There be something which we can find favor in the eyes of the Rebbein Shem, and that's through Shmira Shabbos Kodesh. You all know it's been promoted very strongly by Gedolei Yisrael, all Gedolei Yisrael, from any Gedolei Yisrael who is Shomer Shabbos. And Shomer Shabbos Bechosa is Madreva, the different level of Shomer Shabbos. But all Gedolei Yisrael have very much promoted the union of learning Hilchos Shabbos, especially on Shabbos Kodesh itself. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah and the Hakdoma, the Chayli v'Chavetz Chaim writes before Hilchos Shabbos, Chayli Gimel, he writes very strong words. The Chavetz Chaim wasn't sharp. Chavetz Chaim, as you know, look on the Sforim, was so loving and so warm and close to Klal Yisrael, but he writes some very strong words. He says if a Yid does not learn Hilchos Shabbos properly, it's kamat impossible that he shouldn't be a Mechal Shabbos. Because there's so many different melachos. There's so many protein, starting from the first malacha, Zerea. You think, how Zerea negate us? Zerea can be negate, we're not farmers. But there's halachas, drinking in the garden. Various halachas, pouring water out. And it could be pouring on plants, even not on plants. There's so many protein. From Melecha Zerea till Melecha Zetzur. And then you have the Zochas, Yem Shabbos, the Katshe, the Dinim, Shinegat, the Kiddush, Sudas Shabbos, Oynik Shabbos. There's halachas to Erev Shabbos, halachas to Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos encompasses a lot. And the Chofetz Chaim says one has to learn Hilchos Shabbos, otherwise one doesn't know and one can't be a Shomer Shabbos Bechosa. And who wants to say to himself, I'm not a Shomer Shabbos? It's in the Dark Moshe, the Ramor, the Hevig Ramor, brings in Hilchos Avelos. Now I'm quoting these words because it's very powerful words. The Ramor says that the way a person dresses and prepares himself for Kovod Shabbos, that's the way he is prepared and he goes into Gan Eden L'Achamei V'Esim. This is the Ramor and Hilchos in Yerideya. If a person prepares himself properly, Kovod Shabbos, the way he dresses Shabbos, the way he comes to Shul on Shabbos with respect, with an excitement, anticipating Kedusha Shabbos, he's looking forward to the Shabbos. Shabbos is Ma'ein Olam Habo, and that's the way he can test himself what connection has he got with Olam Habo. And we all want to be Bnei Olam Habo, Na'achamei V'Esrim and Na'achabiyas HaMashiach. We all want to be Nehenem Ziv HaShchina V'Yichokeinu Emoem. So there's a way Ha'odam Nifal Lefi Po'oloisof, by working and preparing ourselves to cover Shabbos, the way we approach the Shabbos, the way we come into Shul on Shabbos, the way we daven on Shabbos, the way we sit at the Shabbos Suda by a Shabbos meal, the way we speak to the children and explain to them Shabbos. All these inyonim prepare us and show us how to be a Ben Olam Haba. Me'ein Olam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. That's the Yedidus of the Rebbein Hashem Yekal Yisrael. Therefore, Gedolei Yisrael felt Machmas Hazman, Machmas Hamatzev, that we should all start and learn Hilch Shabbos. As you see here, the Ma'oris HaShabbos have given out pamphlets and booklets which have got for every meal, starting from Parshas Noach this week, is for Friday night, for Shabbos morning, There's a halacha, each meal which one can say is English. For those who come to give it, English is Yiddish, there's Lashon HaKodesh, all languages. I think there may be other languages, Shiva Lashon, but English I think will go quite well back. So this booklet will be available to read in schools and other places. Children might come home with this booklet. It's highly recommended. And I say something, the baby Yisrael, Rabbonim themselves, to learn Hilchos Shabbos, have decided Pasha to be together with Klal Yisrael. B'soich Ami Anoichi Yeshevus. To learn with Klal Yisrael, because if every home will be learning the same halacha, in order to Simchat and Shemayim, Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Yisrael says, Tos is Atze B'chatonim, Mekol Ha'amim, Mahaftas, Son of Ratzis, they want to learn Hilchos Shabbos. They want to enjoy Shabbos, they want to appreciate Shabbos. So this booklet will be available. It's been launched all over the world. Arba Kampus Oretz. We'll try and start learning Hilchos Shabbos at every meal. It's not difficult. It's halacha. There's little stories here. It gives a different atmosphere to the Hilchos Shabbos. So it's highly recommended. And I think the Olam, when you start it and you bring it home and you'll have it, you'll enjoy it and you'll appreciate the Shabbos much more. So to summarize and to what we should remember as we're coming from the Heilige Yom Tovim, the Yom Nerom, it's kosher alive for Yedaschem. Some might have found it a strain, you know, for Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It is a strain which is worthwhile, because in Yiddish there's a song, some of you might have heard it, Vi Netman the Heilige Take, in the old Techem records, I think it was recorded once. People used to, after Yom Tov, used to always think and sing, how can we go back, looking back at the Yom Tov, because so of course these days are special days. They lift us up, they give us inspiration for a whole year. It doesn't stop, it continues noch and noch after Yom Tov. The Rebbeinu Shem should help us, we should be zeicher lilmoid, lelamed, lishmei velasis, to learn, to be the simcha whole year, to take with the Kiddushas that come in, to remember the way Amma Nicha, or Haftoi Son of Ratzisa, when we are loved, we find favor in the Rebbeinu Shalom, especially through Kiddushas Shabbos. And when we say that, say Hashem Elokeinu Baruch Yisrael, just to remember what does it say mean, Shabbos, Leman Yecholtzen Yedidecho, the word for the Gorn, Tu Yudayim, Yad Yimin, Yad Smoil, Smoil Etachas Reisha Vemina Tavkeinu, through Kiddushas Shabbos. All this Ma'ididus min Chosach HaShabbos HaMalka Rebbein Shoshalbu Shbizeicha, to feel the emes tam of Kedusha Shabbos, the Shabbos should inspire us for the whole week, and through that we'll be Zeicha Be'ez Hashem Ilomola Shalmi Yisor Shnei Shabbosais Miyad Nigalu. We need the Geula, Klal Yisor need the Geula, we're all waiting Yisor Nei Shav Hashem Chua Yisalomim Mizchus HaShmei Shabbos. We should all be gebenched with Shesa, Brocha, Vatzlocha, the Shabbos and Mekaya Brocha, should inspire us the whole year round, and we should always be B'Simcha, and B'Korah, we should be Zeicha, to the Gulas Oilam, B'Mheiro, B'Yameinu, Amen.
Amen. Amen.